Iwamura Electric's fortunes have turned around completely, she said. Why didn't you tell me about this?
Mother, I hardly even understand what I've just read.
It's no wonder we've heard so much from Nobu Tashikazu these past few days. You must know he's proposed himself as your Donna. I was thinking of turning him down. Who wants a man with an uncertain future? Now I can see why you've seemed so distracted these past few weeks. Well, you can relax now. It's finally happening. We all know how fond you've been of Nobu these many years.
I went on gazing down at the table, just like a proper daughter, but I'm sure I wore a pained expression on my face, because in a moment Mother went on.
You mustn't be listless this way when Nobu wants you in his bed. Perhaps your health isn't what it should be. I'll send you to a doctor the moment you return from Amami.
The only Amami I'd ever heard of was a little island not far from Okinawa. I couldn't imagine this was the place she meant, but in fact, as Mother went on to tell me, the mistress of the Ichiriki had received a telephone call that very morning from Iwamura Electric concerning a trip to the island of Amami the following weekend. I'd been asked to go, along with Mameha and Pumpkin, and also another geisha, whose name Mother couldn't remember. We would leave the following Friday afternoon.
But Mother, it makes no sense at all, I said. A weekend trip as far as Amami? The boat ride alone will take all day.
Nothing of the sort. Iwamura Electric has arranged for all of you to travel there in an airplane.
In an instant, I forgot my worries about Nobu and sat upright as quickly as if someone had poked me with a pin.
Mother, I said, I can't possibly fly on an airplane.
If you're sitting in one and the thing takes off, you won't be able to help it, she replied. She must have thought her little joke was very funny, because she gave one of her huffing laughs. With gasoline so scarce, there couldn't possibly be an airplane, I decided, so I made up my mind not to worry, and this worked well for me until the following day, when I spoke with the mistress of the Ichiriki. It seemed that several American officers on the island of Okinawa traveled by air to Osaka several weekends a month. Normally, the airplane flew home empty and returned a few days later to pick them up. Iwamura Electric had arranged for our group to ride on the return trips. We were going to Amami only because the empty airplane was available. Otherwise, we'd probably have been on our way to a hot springs resort and not fearing for our lives at all. The last thing the mistress said to me was,
I'm just grateful it's you and not me flying in the thing.